You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 3:04, we welcome you in to a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Ben on the other side of the glass once again here today. Mark Ironside will join us, the Hall of Famer. We'll talk college wrestling coming up here in just a little bit, in about 10 minutes or so. Iowa State back on the mat tonight with an impromptu scheduled matchup, as they had their meet down in Arizona wiped out over the weekend, so they will make that up coming up tonight. We'll talk about Iowa's wins over Minnesota and Purdue and other things coming up in the world of wrestling here in just a little bit. We'll take a look back at basketball from last night and also talk a little bit about college football schedules as the Big Ten today released their slightly redone schedules for 2022 as far as the football season is concerned. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. You can always get in touch with us via the text line or the phone lines. They're the same number, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Wednesday edition of the show, we'll also have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up tonight as week 20, I believe, of the Evergreen season will get underway coming up this evening. And again, the text line available to you at 319-366-1600 as I bring Mark Dukes in here on the on a glorious Wednesday. Mark, enjoy it, because it sounds like we have an impending winter weather situation to deal with perhaps 48 hours from now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You better get Spencer on the tracking on that, or Ben. You got a team of meteorologists over there on the other side of the glass, so we'll see what transpires Friday, maybe into Saturday.
Yeah, winter storm watch is in effect now. The National Weather Service has put that out, and that goes from mid-afternoon Friday through the night Friday into Saturday morning, 6 a.m., I believe, is when the cutoff time is for that. The exact track not available as of yet. Don't cancel all your plans as of yet. But just keep watch on that out there. And we'll keep watch on it right here on KGYM. Starting things off with some college football talk today, Mark, as the Big Ten, we knew it was coming, and not a big change as far as scheduling is concerned, but there are changes as far as the dates are concerned, as far as schedules in the Big Ten Conference. If you were planning on going to Minneapolis and taking T-shirts and shorts, that is not going to be the case now, because the Iowa-Minnesota game has been pushed back from September and will now take place, I believe, on November the 19th up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's one of the five road game, Big Ten road games on this newly revised schedule. It was the 2020 season was taken into account as things were revised. I will have an open date October 15th, before it visits Ohio State. Iowa opens with South Dakota State, Iowa State, and Nevada, all at home, and then begins Big Ten play with 3 out of 4 games on the road.
That is correct. The Rutgers game now moves up to the Big Ten opener for Iowa on September the 24th. That will be in Piscataway, New Jersey. Then Iowa will come back home to take on maybe Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. We shall see. First Big Ten West matchup will then come as the Hawks head to Champaign-Urbana to take on Illinois. And then the off week, Iowa's off week, moves up one spot from the 22nd to the 15th. And Iowa gets 2 weeks to prepare for the Ohio State Buckeyes on October the 22nd. So Iowa will go from October 1st to October 29th between home games at Kinnick Stadium. Northwestern comes in for homecoming on the 29th. Iowa starts November in West Lafayette to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Wisconsin comes calling. That will be November the 12th. Iowa at Minnesota, as we mentioned, on the 19th. And then Black Friday, Iowa at home to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in that, as of right now, traditional Friday, Black Friday game to close out the year. So your thoughts. Not much has changed. Dates only. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you want to comment, obviously getting 2 weeks to get ready for Ohio State is a plus as far as Iowa is concerned. That start is pretty tough, though. You take a look at it. Rutgers, yeah, they were 5-7, but they did get a chance to go to a bowl game, and that slight extra set of practices is going to help. And Greg Schiano has got that program going in the right direction. Then coming home to take on Michigan is going to be tough. And Illinois, I think, is going to be better in year two under Brett Bielema. But I think Hawkeye fans are going to all pretty much be in agreement that 2 weeks to get ready for Ohio State is definitely a plus of this new schedule.
Probably. And that can go both ways. We'll see what Iowa's record is going into that bye week. We knew it was going to be a tougher schedule with Michigan and Ohio State joining the slate. Now we know exactly when those games will occur. Yeah, it's a tougher schedule for Iowa than last season. But Iowa, you know, should be equipped to handle things against most teams.
Big Ten games to start the year. Of course, Nebraska and Northwestern will play out of the country coming up before everyone else gets started as far as Big Ten play is concerned. And also, you've got Illinois-Indiana kicking things off on September on Labor Day weekend. Penn State and Purdue will kick off that first week as well. So a little bit different look to it. A lot of people complaining about Michigan's non-conference schedule. I got to tell you, it's not killer with Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn starting things off all at home for Michigan. So, and then a home game against Maryland, which is probably doable. So you can pretty much bank on the fact Michigan's going to be 4-0 heading to Kinnick Stadium and probably in the top 10.
Yeah, without a doubt. But that'll be depending on the start time. We'll see. For Iowa, Michigan, Kinnick will be rocking. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment about the new revised Big Ten football schedule. And again, not a whole lot has changed, just dates. A lot of people made some plans as far as hotels are concerned and doing a little bit of complaining today as far as social media is concerned. And I can understand that, no doubt, but certainly we are not into September or October yet, so you can just press cancel and redo, if you will. So you have that going. 3:13, let's shift to basketball. Iowa State, Kansas last night at Allen Fieldhouse. You heard it right here on KGYM, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. Really good effort. Isaiah Brockington was terrific. Iowa State played a good ball game. A lot of people commenting on the fact goaltending. 9049 starts off our text today. Goaltending. Apology letter from Big 12 forthcoming to add to the collection. Yeah, it was goaltending. No doubt about that. It is not reviewable. So, yeah, I feel for you. Life on the road probably didn't cost the game, but it was a tough break nonetheless for Iowa State in that ball game, a ball game that Iowa State had a chance to win and Steele went on the road. Instead, Iowa State goes to 1-3, and two toughies yet to come. Saturday at home against Texas, and then on the road at Texas Tech, who, by the way, if you were paying attention last night, went to Waco and knocked off number one Baylor.
Yeah, very true. As far as Iowa State goes, yes, it was a goaltending. But you're not always going to get your calls, and no one team has the corner on receiving bad calls. That was a bad call. There was also a three-pointer that was not a three-pointer that was recorded for Iowa State. It was ruled a two when replays. I thought clearly the Iowa State player made a three. But nevertheless, a one-point loss, an excellent effort by Iowa State. And it was a game that you really, man, that would have been nice to put in the win column, but it didn't happen.
319-366-1600, Cyclone fans, what do you think? I guess the best part of it is the fact that Iowa State has arrived now to the fact that, you know, last year in the 0-4 season in the Big 12 Conference, it would have been nice to get that win, no doubt, but you're not feeling the same way as you are as a Cyclone fan when you start off the season, get into the top 10, and suddenly you have a chance to win at Allen Fieldhouse, where Iowa State seemingly always plays very well against Kansas. There's no middle ground. It's always a game that comes right down to the wire or a 30-pointer. A couple of those clunkers thrown in there. But Iowa State seemingly always plays well down at Lawrence, Kansas. But it was a tough one to swallow, no doubt about that. And I guess the silver lining on it was that Iowa State shot better. Brockington, as I mentioned, was very, very good last night. And you can't dwell on it because you got to come home and get ready for Texas now if you're Iowa State. And that is a good, good basketball team that is going to come to Ames on Saturday.
And if you're Iowa State, you really don't want to start 1-5 in the league. But we talked for the last couple of weeks how difficult this stretch would be for Iowa State. We'll see if the Cyclones can get it done against Texas. And with Texas Tech defeating Baylor last night, look who's probably going to be number one, Scott. Former Iowa assistant coach Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, they're knocking on the door. Gonzaga, I think, is going to have something to say about it as well. But, you know, Auburn's going to get a couple of losses in the SEC. It's just too tough of a conference. They won't go through that thing unscathed. So it's, rankings are a quarter and a cup of coffee back in the old days as far as basketball is concerned. They're going to be ever-changing. 17 minutes past the hour of 3. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple of moments. We will talk about UNI's win last night. The Iowa State women last night. If you missed that, that was interesting. The men going through misery last night, not so much for the women. We'll get to that here in just a little bit on this Wednesday edition of the show. But we're going to take a break for weather, and also we'll come back and talk college wrestling with Mark Ironside. And we will have our weekly chat with him when we return as you're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
Good evening. I'm Weather First meteorologist Sarah Flynn here with the take of your Iowa's News Now forecast. A fairly mild night ahead of us, mostly clear skies. By Thursday morning, that low temperature down to 20. It'll also be a foggy start to your day on Thursday with a chance for some scattered flurries. It does clear up by the afternoon and high temperatures will reach 36 degrees. Heavy snow does move in Friday morning into Saturday morning, looking at anywhere from about 3 to 5 inches across the Cedar Rapids metro. Travel will be difficult. And that was your latest Weather First forecast. Have a great night.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for rooms and dining at any MGM resort. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code Hanson200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. Bets off.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
321 back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM on this Wednesday. Don't forget, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and that includes the 5 o'clock hour, which is KGYM's drive time. It is driven by Linder Tire Service with their three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And tune in today from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. College basketball coming up tonight from Westwood 1 for you this evening right here on KGYM. It is a Big East battle coming up this evening. Make sure I got this right here. And it will be, let's see here if I can find it. Going through, blah, blah, blah. St. John's UConn coming up tonight for you at 7:15 right here on KGYM and all of our frequencies. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is our phone line as well as we talk some wrestling. Mark Ironside joining us right now. And Mark's appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He is right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. As always, a big thanks to him, an ardent wrestling supporter and the sponsor and presenter of our talk with Mark Ironside each week. And Mark, were you surprised? I asked KJ this on Monday. I'll ask you, were you surprised or not surprised, or maybe you were tipped off that Iowa was going to pull the red shirt off Drake Ayala?
Well, I was tipped off a while ago. But at the same time, I knew he was coming out, but I didn't know for sure if it would be against McKee or not. I think it was still kind of up in the air till the last minute there. But I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's what needed to be done, and I think it proved itself, you know, this weekend, and both against Minnesota and Purdue. I mean, Drake Ayala is the man for that weight, and he has immediately, in just two matches, become one of the crowd favorites with his style of wrestling and what he brings to the mat.
Looked really good against Schroeder, huh?
He looked good against McKee, too. You know, even though he lost that match, it's the third time he's lost to McKee this season. And McKee's tough. I mean, he's really tough. And the thing about McKee versus Drake is Drake is young. I mean, he's a true freshman. McKee's a, you know, a junior. He's a return All-American. He's just bigger, stronger, more mature. And Drake just kind of got out-horsed in a couple situations there and needs to get a little bit better on the bottom. But he's right there with him. And I can tell you right now, McKee's wrestled him three times this year now, and he's beat Drake every time. The last person that McKee wants to wrestle the rest of the season is Drake Ayala. He is so sick of having to do everything possible and wrestle an entire 7 minutes, and he gets so tired against Drake, and he's won the nail biters every time, and he knows in his own mind that it's just a matter of time, and Drake's just going to keep getting better and better and better, and he's going to get him. And but yeah, against Devin Schroeder of Purdue, who, you know, was in the finals last year of the Big Ten Championships against Spencer Lee, you know, Drake, he not only won that match, but if anybody was there and saw that or watched it on TV, the first takedown that he fought off, that he did not give up when Devin Schroeder had him pretty much taken down, and probably 95% of the athletes out there would have just conceded that position and just known that they were taken down and given that up. And Drake fought all the way through that and fought out of that, and immediately that got into Devin Schroeder's head and made a huge difference in the outcome of the match. You know, with Drake getting his own takedown then in the first period and then his own takedown in the second period, and riding him out in the second period was enormous. And then in the third period when he's ahead 4-1 or whatever it was, and most people in his situation would have said, hey, I'm up 4-1, there's a minute to go in the match, I'm just going to kind of take it easy here and not mess this up and take this 4-1 victory and call it good. But not him. He gets back to his offense, he gets another takedown, and he continues to ride him out for the remainder of the match. And that is true, legit Iowa-style wrestling that our Iowa Hawkeye fans have been craving this entire season, and that's why he's become a crowd favorite.
Very true. And listening to you guys on Friday night, it sounded like I'm not going to say it wasn't a lot of action, a lot of excitement. But
don't say it, because it wasn't.
You said it, so I'll say it. But I think it was pretty much a 180 turnaround. Sunday, you know, the whatever was said between Friday night and Sunday morning sunk in, I think.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when we had Tom on for the post-match show against Purdue, that's one thing that my radio partner Stephen Grace asked Tom, like, what did you say? Like, what happened between Saturday and, you know, or Friday night and Sunday? And then Tom said, Terry said something before the duel on Sunday. It's like, go, if you weren't happy with the outcome on Friday night, go out and change it right now. Go out and make the difference right now if you weren't happy. And if you were happy, go out and be happy again, okay? And continue to keep your dominance. Because not the whole lineup wrestled terrible on Friday night, but the majority did. And the good thing was, is as we talked about in the post-match show on Friday night after the Minnesota duel, that you got to love Friday, Sunday duels, is because it's a quick, quick turnaround. And it's fresh in your mind. It's fresh in your head. You didn't get a week to kind of just let it settle and just kind of go by the wayside. And like, he ho hum. It was just, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, it's a day later, day and a half later, you're back on the mat, and that's still fresh in your mind how, you know, you didn't wrestle very well. You didn't put enough points on the scoreboard. You didn't hit the offense enough. You didn't ride tough enough and keep the guy down. All that's fresh in your mind. And I think it carried over to Sunday, and it's probably the best thing that could have happened to this team. And it's what this team honestly really, really needed. And I think it's going to springboard us into the heart of the Big Ten season. And we got another Friday, Sunday coming up with Northwestern and Illinois. And I'm going to be really curious to see if we look this weekend, if we look like we did on Friday night against Minnesota, or if we're going to keep this rolling and look like how we did against Purdue and then even capitalize on that a little bit more.
Mark, I thought a guy who didn't get a lot of attention, Max Murin, at 149. I thought he had a good weekend. He beat a veteran in Blockhouse on Friday, albeit 3-1, but then a convincing victory on Sunday. What did you think?
You know, when you were starting your statement, Dukes, just now about saying, you know, one guy that I don't think got enough, you know, whatever he said, notoriety or whatever, you know, this weekend. And I'm in my mind before he even said it, I'm thinking Max Mirren. That's exactly my thoughts. We're on the same page there. Max Mirren is just one of those guys that has never gotten really the amount of attention or the respect maybe from the fans. Not that they disrespect him at all whatsoever, but he just hasn't gotten that notoriety that, you know, has, because he's just not a flashy, flashy type wrestler. He's so businesslike. He goes out there. He's nitty. He's gritty. He finds ways to win wrestling matches, but he doesn't like just do nothing either. I mean, he's just a tough, tough individual. And if you're, you know, anybody else in the country, one of the last people that you're going to want to wrestle is Max Mirren, because if you're going to beat him, it's not ever going to be easy. And that takedown from the shot to the finish against the Blockhouse against Minnesota, that was tough, tough wrestling out of Max Mirren. And that was, I think, with like 15 seconds left to go in the match. It's tied up 1-1. He knows he has to finish this shot. This is for all the marbles before we go into overtime. And then Blockhouse is doing everything in the world to fight that sucker off, because he knows that this is it. You know, I don't fight this off, it's match over. And Max Mirren did a great job on the shot. Solid shot, elevated the leg immediately up in the air, and solid finish. And it was awesome to see. And I'm really happy for Max Mirren. It was a good weekend.
Mark Ironside joining us here, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:31. Grandpa got out for the weekend, Michael Kemmerer, and I thought wrestled really well, especially in the Purdue match. He got a tech fall. So what did you think of Kemmerer?
I'm disappointed in you guys that when we came back from break, you didn't cue with who let the dogs out.
Oh.
I'm really upset by that.
I'm sorry.
That was the freaking best. I mean, who let the dogs out? And you just get the crowd immediately knows Kemmerer's coming out and just goes nuts. And I love, love, love seeing that. You know, Grandpa Mike came out of retirement and he came out. He scored right away, got the crowd to their feet. But he slowed up a little bit in that match against Minnesota, which, you know what, is expected. It's his first time out on the mat all year. He's not in mat shape. It's a one-hour weigh-in. They started at 65, so technically he's a second match out versus normally being like, what, the sixth, seventh match out. So, you know, he was going to get tired. He's going to get tired a little bit there, but he didn't put the skates on totally or anything like that. He won handily. But then he looked even better against Purdue on Sunday. And like you mentioned, got the tech fall. He turned the kid like a top and won, I think, 17-1. So it was great to have. And I think that provided a lot of energy for the team as well, too, allowing, you know, and having Michael Kemmerer back in the lineup and the crowd into it and the music playing. And it just it creates a good environment. Lots of energy, positive energy, good energy.
What's in store this weekend, Mark? It looks like Northwestern has a better outfit than Illinois. It's got a handful of guys ranked in the top 10, including a really good wrestler in Ryan Deacon.
Yeah, Deacon's tough. Deacon's really, really tough. They're solid on the lower weights. One, the first half of that dual meet, if we start at 125 pounds and we don't draw, the first half of that dual meet is going to be on the edge of your seat for every single match, 25 through 57. The second half of that dual meet, that better be completely 100% lopsided in favor of the Hawkeyes and a lot of bonus points. But Northwestern, yeah, they're tough. They're really, really tough in those lower weights. Every match in the lower weights, 125, 33, 41, 49, 57, are going to be really good, hard-fought, solid matches and make the dual meet exciting. I almost wish that you could just say, you know what, let's just start at 65, get the slaying out of the way there, and then end with some nice, fun, exciting wrestling. Because it's going to be good. Illinois doesn't really bring a whole lot to the table. They've got a couple tough individuals, but I look for us to win probably 8 matches there. And we could possibly win 8 against Northwestern as well, too, or we could, you know, go like a 6-4 as well, too. So it's going to be really interesting to see, like I mentioned earlier, how the Hawks perform back-to-back after, you know, the Purdue match, and see if we can start putting a string of good matches together. And should be fun to watch. It's a good test. We're on the road for two duels. They're on the bus. They're in hotel rooms. This group is a group that really likes to have fun, and they're probably really honestly eager to get out of Iowa City a little bit. They've been hunkered down there, went through a really hard, long training phase, had two home duels. It'll be kind of nice for them to probably get on the bus and enjoy some card throwing and get in some hotels and go light up some foreign competition in other environments.
Right now in the top 25, 11 Big Ten teams rated. One's just outside the top 25 with Michigan State. But this tells you a lot about how good the conference is. And with Iowa going through it kind of the way they did, especially against Minnesota and Purdue, Penn State's not going away. I mean, Aaron Brooks had a really good week. He was Big Ten Wrestler of the Week for Penn State. It's all kind of coming together and looking, everyone pointing toward although you can't look by, but January 28th is coming up.
Yeah, January 28th is going to be one heck of a dual meet in Iowa City. And it's going to take every ounce of firepower that we can bring to the table to beat Penn State. I mean, they just came out for the first time with Drew Hildenbrand, the transfer out of Central Michigan, two-time All-American at 125 pounds. So that's going to be a tough match right out of the gate for Drew Ayala or Drake Ayala. And there's going to be a lot of matches in that dual meet that, you know, you think, well, that could be the deciding factor right there. Well, there's not really one. There's a lot of different matches. And you go back to that one dual meet a few years ago that the Hawkeyes won, and, you know, Marinelli got pinned by Vince's Joseph and Kemmer beat Hall and just ups and downs. I got a feeling that this dual meet against Penn State is going to be very, very similar. And it may come down to the very last match of the dual meet, no doubt about it.
On the Division III side, Mark, Co had a rough go of it at the national duels. And then everybody looking forward to the Co-Wartburg match, but that's been postponed. Very unfortunate there.
Yeah, I saw Co didn't favor so well at the national duels, and I was really, really surprised by that. I haven't talked to Coach O here lately since they got back from there. I was talking to him quite a bit before then, primarily about hunting. I know that he's got a great team, and he's really high on the team this year. And when they're all healthy and firing on all cylinders, they're going to be a tough force to be reckoned with. But I was a little surprised by the finish and how they did, and they got beat in the quarterfinals at the national duels. But hopefully they can make that dual meet up between them and Wartburg before the end of the season. I don't know if they will or not, but hopefully so.
Do I have a question for you in the text line? They just ask, what's wrong with Ironman?
Well, I don't honestly know for sure. I'm actually heading – I'm in Iowa City now, and I've had a couple deliveries down here. I'm heading over to the arena next, but – when he was walking off the mat, he was kind of grabbing his hand and kind of shaking his hand. So if anything, I just assume that he might have done something to his hand in that match, but it's hard to tell with that kid. But I would assume it's something like that. And I'd think that it's obviously if they're listing both Ironman and Drew Bennett, then it's not something major. They're just going to keep an eye on it and bring a backup in case we need him. So,
all right. What's going on with the plunge, Mark? That's coming up.
It is January 29th, the day after the Penn State meet, and I am way, way, way behind the ball. Man, am I behind the ball this year. I got to raise $20,000 in, what is today? The
12th?
12th. That's 10. And so 17 days, I got to raise $20,000. You got that in your back pocket, Dukes?
Let me check here. Hold on.
Your golf winnings won't take over that.
No.
Well, the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, they put on this Arctic Plunge every year. It's always an awesome event. It's a Brown Deer golf course. It's open to the public. They can come watch. It's starting at 3:00. There's beverages. There's food. All the kinds of people wore costumes. I was kind of hoping we were going to get lucky this year with a real mild December, that there wasn't going to be enough ice to have to jump in the pond or you had to put a pool or something out there. But judging by the weather next week, it looks like there's going to be plenty of ice to run out and jump in and cut the hole out of the ice and jump in the actual pond. But, yeah, if anybody wants to donate to the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. They need their goal every year is to get to 100,000. They're at, I believe, like 30-something right now. My goal is 20,000 every year. I think I'm at like 500. And I honestly haven't started and have not had a chance to knuckle down and get going. But if anybody would like to donate to, you know, either myself or anybody else, you just go to the Hawkeye Wrestling Club website. And on that homepage, if you scroll down, you could click on the plunge and then click for and search for different, you know, jumpers and pledge to them. And it's a lot of fun and it's a great event. And, you know, I look forward to it every year until it's time to actually jump in the water. But I'm trying to coax my daughters into jumping in for me this year. I'll do the hard work. I'll raise the money. You girls do the jumping. But as of right now, I probably have a lot easier time just raising the 20,000 than getting them to jump.
I would agree with you.
Wait a minute. You're pulling a Austin DeSanto?
What do you mean?
Well, Austin said he wanted the day off. So you're going to take a day off?
From jumping in the water?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to take it off. I'm just going to delegate. I mean, that's all I'm doing is I'm still working. I'll be there and I'll be working and I'm raising the money. I'm just delegating my jumping authority to the girls if at all possible.
I don't know if they're going to buy that, man.
Well, or I'll just kind of drag them out on the ice on myself and then push them in, one of the two. They're going to jump.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey, before we let you go, though, I know Iowa's done this before, and now Iowa State's doing it. They're going to go up to Montana, and they're going to have a couple duels on Sunday. Montana State Northern and Providence College, they're wrestling. And, you know, it's a neat thing. It's kind of like what they did against Humboldt or in Humboldt for that dual meet. But I know Iowa's done this before. Other schools have done this before, and it's always a neat thing.
Yeah, when I was wrestling, we went out to Montana, wrestled Northern Montana out there in Great Falls, Montana. And we used to go to some different places and help promote the sport or whatever. And even though it is winter, I'll tell you right now, I'd much rather be going to Montana than I would freaking Northwestern and Illinois, in the state of Illinois right now. I would much rather be up in the mountains and out there in Montana. So good for them. That's awesome and help promote the sport. And I'm sure they're out there doing a little recruiting at the same time, so it all makes sense.
There you go. There you go. All right, man. Get on that 20,000, and we'll talk with you next week after the road trip.
All right. Well, make it easy for me. We'll just split it between you two, 10 each, and we'll call it good.
All right. Then we'll see what we can do.
I'm going to kick into Hannah's cause, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
See you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Mark Ironside joins us each Wednesday in his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. There are no way those girls are jumping into the water.
I bet they are.
You think so?
Yep.
He's going to have to bribe them, I think. I think he's going to have to bribe them.
Mark has ways.
To get them in the water. That is tough. That is tough out there. A little bit of Iowa football news, more Iowa football news besides the schedule adjustments that were announced earlier on today. We'll talk about that and a little bit more basketball when we come back on the Gym Class right after this, as well as a Bowling Night in America preview for you. All that coming right here on KGYM.
Start the new year off right with Menards Bag Sale. Pick up a bag in store and get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag now through January 15th. Whether you pack it, load it, stuff it, or stack it, from light bulbs to tools, snacks, and much more, fit it in the bag and save 15%. So pick up a bag in store and find out how much you fit in the bag now through January 15th. Available in store only at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to make the playoffs pay off with Elite Sportsbook. On select days in January, place a $100 wager on any pro football playoff offering and receive a $15 free bet back. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest and Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And we'll get to Bowling Night in America coming up in just a little bit. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, back with you here on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, on Thursday, we'll look ahead to Iowa, Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Arena tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Very interesting piece by Mike Halas. If you have not read it, go to Twitter and read that at Halas or to the Gazette's Twitter account there about 8 o'clock starts and how they aren't conducive to big crowds at Carver Hawkeye Arena. There's another 8 o'clock game tomorrow night as Iowa will take on Indiana, and we'll talk more college hoops as Kevin Lehman will join us. We'll look back into his thoughts of Iowa State, Kansas, as well as UNI's win. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Mark, all was not bad news last night for Iowa State fans. Yes, the men fell and seemingly did not get a lot of calls on the road at Kansas. News, first team that ever didn't get calls at Allen Fieldhouse? No, that is not the case. Not saying it's right or wrong, just saying no. That's not Iowa State, not the first team to not get calls and on the road at Kansas. But the Iowa State women down 15 last night, and the banks stay open in Manhattan, Kansas, a little later on Tuesday evenings, Mark, as Iowa State got a banked-in three to come from 15 down to knock off 23rd-rated K-State on the road last night.
Yeah, you've had bad luck Lawrence, and very good luck in Manhattan. A very good win for the Iowa State women. Flying high right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are. A great win for the Iowa State women last night. And, hey, you take them how you can get them. That's all you're going to say about it. Maggie Espen-Miller-McGraw banked it in just right of the circle. And Iowa State took a two-point lead. They were down one. At that point, Kansas State missed a shot, forced a foul. Iowa State made one, and that was all she wrote. And who knows? That one may go a long way as far as perhaps winning a Big 12 regular season championship. There's a lot of games left, a lot of good opponents. But this is, like we said before, women's basketball in the state very, very good right now. And Iowa State seems to be the cream of the crop at this point.
No doubt about it. And it could very well go a long way, not only in pursuit of a Big 12 championship, but NCAA seeding. So very solid win, very fortuitous win for the women.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of the women's basketball, we have some schedule adjustments as far as the Hawkeye women are concerned, as the Big Ten has been trying to get games back in as far as making up for the COVID problems that they have had as far as the league is concerned. And Iowa's game against Minnesota is now going to be on Wednesday, February the 9th. That's a 6:30 start in Iowa City. And that was moved up because Iowa and Illinois has been rescheduled for Saturday, February the 12th. Time to be determined as far as that one is concerned at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. So make your adjustments right there as far as the women's basketball schedule is concerned. Hopefully we won't have to do it again, but I'm not holding my breath as far as that is concerned.
Well, remind me. I'll forget about those dates by tomorrow.
True, true. Hey, I don't want to forget our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Before we get too far into this, Mark, we need to get to you and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Zach Johnson will begin his 2022 season at the Sony Open in Hawaii tomorrow. He will start at 4:40 Central Time, that's p.m., with Jason Kokrak and Robert Streb. A couple pieces of baseball news. The Minnesota Twins will retire the number 36 of left-handed pitcher Jim Cott. Cott pitched 25 seasons, won 283 games, a three-time 20-game winner. A retirement in baseball, John Lester, 200 wins, three World Series rings, including one with the 2016 Chicago Cubs, has hung it up after 16 years. Two pieces of Iowa football news. Jack Campbell, Iowa linebacker, has announced he will return to the Hawkeyes. And Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, via Alex Padilla's father, has confirmed that Padilla will return to the Iowa football program. And Lystico also confirms Spencer Petras will be back.
Interesting. Interesting. John Lester, a Hall of Famer, Mark.
Boy, I don't know. He was tough as nails in World Series. I don't know, 200 wins.
Right. That's at maybe 200. Right at 200.
Yeah. Was he one of the best pitchers of his generation? One of them.
He wanted the ball in big game situations.
Yes,
no doubt. 2.51 ERA as far as the postseason is concerned. The record wasn't sparkling, 9-7, but a 2.51 ERA in 22 starts says a lot right there. And, yeah, he's the old. I say old days in quotation marks, Mark. No, he wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. But I think we have to change the way we look at pitchers now as far as Hall of Fame credentials are concerned. He's borderline. There's no doubt about it. He is borderline. So we'll see. We'll see what the voters say and people like that. But good career. Hats off to John Lester out there. And, yes, good news. I don't think it was really surprising that Jack Campbell is coming back, and just fortifying that with the announcement earlier on today on Twitter. But I don't think there's really any doubt that he was not coming back to the Iowa football team. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Still time for you to get texts in here. You and I will talk more about this tomorrow with Kevin Lehman. Good win. Come from behind win last night at home. One they needed against Indiana State. So the beat goes on as far as the Panthers are concerned as UNI continues their winning ways. Almost got some help. Valpo had Loyola down big. Did you see that, Mark, in the second half? Loyola got it to overtime and won.
Yeah, that would have helped UNI for sure. But very good win for you and I last. That could have been a loss very easily.
Yeah, could have been out there. All right, let's get to a Bowling Night in America preview. It is brought to you by Main City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Thanks to Tom and the entire staff out there, everybody involved with the pro shop, behind the scenes, what have you, that make Wednesday nights fun and every night fun out at May City Bowl. Week 20, I believe, coming up tonight.
The Rusty Nails currently in third place in the Adult Evergreen League. Although I would say probably Durline Scale on Pro Bowl and Concepts, the Georgia and Alabama of the Evergreen League may be out of reach, but we're going to give it a go tonight against Van Horn Motors, trying to solidify our third place standing right now. Van Horn, a tough out. It had the high series in the league earlier this year, so let's hope it doesn't top that tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have to check in tomorrow. I'm off tonight, so yeah, we'll check in later on this evening. Told the guys good luck. Got to keep this thing going. Got to keep the train going. Keep it on the tracks, Mark. One goal, keep our composure and go.
That's the whole objective, isn't it?
We'll say that. We will say that. So if you'd like to inquire about open bowling, whatnot, stop by the pro shop. Go ahead and give them a call or stop on by and all of the facts and figures for May City.
Phone number there, 362-0136. Encourage you to visit the website as well, maycitybowlcr.com.
A couple minutes remaining here on the program as tonight in the Big Ten, it is Minnesota at Michigan State. That is the early game as far as the Big Ten Network is concerned. I think that's already the second time they're playing this year. If my memory recalls, they started off the Big Ten season. So quick turnaround for those two teams. Michigan State, I believe, won over at Williams Arena. And then Maryland and Northwestern, an interesting matchup tonight in Evanston. That is the 8 o'clock game coming up this evening as Chicago's Big Ten team will take on the Maryland Terrapins. We talked earlier on about the tough breaks that Iowa State got last night as the Cyclones fell on the road to the Kansas Jayhawks. And a lot of people upset last night. I guess it's a good thing. If your program is back from the ashes, as Iowa State basketball went through the 0-4 season in the Big 12 last year, is this a good mad, if you will, or a good disappointed or a good peeved off as far as Cyclone basketball fans are concerned? I think it is. I think it shows you're back. And you're not going to take this, man. You got to come out and beat Texas now.
Yeah, it's a further demonstration that Iowa State is a player right now. The last point I would make, and it's not because of Iowa State got a job, goaltending ought to be reviewable. If you can review a 2 or 3 point shot, you should be able to review a goaltend.
And if the ball is tipped out of bounds in the last couple of minutes off of whom, I agree with you. It should be under the rules as far as being looked at. All right, Mark, have a good night. We will talk with you coming up tomorrow on the program starting at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
When you bundle your